If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
About to see the newest legend in red, white, and blue. But here's what sucks.
What's that?
If you're going to watch the draft tonight and you want to watch who the Bills pick at 30, you're going to have to stay up till like 11, 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
That is... unless you know a gay.
Yeah.
And everyone listening knows a gay.
You're not going to find deals like this in the newspapers, baby.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, with the NFL draft tonight.
Yeah.
You can watch it at home.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you want to hang out with like a bunch of like-minded, really cool
people. I want some entertainment.
Oh, I got great news.
I want some chuckles.
Great news for you.
Maybe some chicken wings. Chicken and chuckles.
Well, I'll be hanging out at the Bill Gray's Tap Room with Chai tonight.
So there's your chicken. Where's my chuckles?
I'll be there starting at 7 for the WCMF draft party at the Bill Gray's Tavern with Chai-Lai. They got specials. You want your chicken? I got your chicken.
I would love some chicken.
Dozen wings for only $12.
Nothing funny about that. That's some serious business.
And how about a beer to wash down all the terrible jokes Tommy tells all morning long?
Man.
Jetty Light Pints, only $3. The Tap Room, Bill Gray's, Chai-Lai Ave. Tonight, I'll see you starting at 7 o'clock for the draft party.
Pat Duffy and no cover charge?
That's right, buddy.
You'll know why.
Okay, so we have learned, Kimmy, the last 3 or 4 weeks
that
Tommy pays no attention to any draft.
You don't need to.
You do because you're about to tell us.
He did say something yesterday
that
made me feel like he watched something.
Thank you.
It.
Okay. Thank you.
He dropped a little knowledge bomb where I was like, where'd you hear that?
All right. What I'm doing over here?
Stop that. Tommy?
Yeah.
I have some things I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
And you are going to inform everybody listening
as
to what the Bills are going to do this weekend. He can't even keep a straight face. All right, Kimmy, let's just do the damn thing.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Over under.
Over under.
Never gets old. Never gets old. Over under.
Yeah.
One pick made by the Bills in the first round tonight.
So, over one pick?
Will they pick in the first round?
Yes. As we sit right now, the Bills have the 30th pick in the first round. General manager Brandon Bean, he's a maverick.
He's a sharp kid.
He likes to move all over the place.
Yeah.
Get the guy that he wants. And he has no problem moving up, which if he moves up, you're golden for an over.
Mm.
He also has no problem moving down. And if he moves down... they would probably have to move completely out of the first round.
Okay.
Last year, Bills fans waited all night long.
Mm-hmm.
All night long.
And what happened?
Only for the Bills to trade back twice and not make their pick in the first round.
Wow.
Right? Tommy, they are three picks away from the second round. And keep in mind, in theory, the higher you draft, the more impact the player will have early in his career.
Mm-hmm.
Do the Bills want to ensure that for next season? Or do they have no problem being patient, going backwards, adding picks, and picking a player they think can develop better, over under, one pick made by the Bills in the first round tonight.
So didn't you have a stat at one point where the
what guys... what half a pick, I'm sorry.
The guys that go in the first round, how many busts there are, and the guys that go later end up being better picks?
Statistically...
The first round sucks.
Well, no.
Sucks.
It is better to trade back and have more picks than it is to trade up.
And those guys kind of work out better for you.
Well, you have more picks to...
It's a lottery ticket.
Yeah. But you'll find more gems.
Yes,
at a cheaper price.
But at the same time, that same study showed that your odds of finding a superstar later in the draft drop exponentially. Mm-hmm. So you can find good players, but to find great players,
well, not every year you need a superstar.
You're not looking at Josh Allen.
Yeah, you're looking. Okay. You're looking to get the job done.
All right, so over under one half a pick in the first round.
Why'd you say that last part?
What?
Where they got it doesn't work.
I'm giving you the information.
You gave me too much information.
I will say this: the Bills in the last couple of years have had no problem moving down and being patient to keep their roster, full and cheap. But
he ain't got any money, right?
Well, but
they do have 10 picks, too. Wow.
They have 10 picks. Tommy, Josh ain't going to be in his prime forever. This might be the year where the Bills decide, hey, we're going all in. We got 10 picks. We're going up and getting somebody. Over, under, one half a pick in the first round for the Bills tonight.
So now you're making me think you got to go early.
Oh, are you an expert? Why don't you tell me what's going to happen?
Then I think I got to go late.
Will you make a damn pick?
No, all right. He goes in the first. Yeah, he makes a pick in the first round.
So you're going over one half a pick tonight for the Buffalo
Bills. Jumps.
Okay, was that
he jumps early. He snaps.
Was that so hard?
Wait, no, because I was thinking he was going to go later. But
so then take the second round.
No,
you know what he's doing? He's hedging his bet here.
No, no, no. My pick is in.
But then I said,
No, my pick is in.
All right, so to
be clear. You guys make it so difficult.
To be clear, you are over one half a pick made by the Bills in the first round tonight.
Yes.
Okay. Over, under, one trade made for a player during the draft tonight.
And
let me explain, stupid.
Jesus, I'm just asking.
No, I already see
they said there's
stupid
no stupid
face.
Question.
No, God, I hate this bit so much.
I ask a question, I'm stupid.
The NFL draft, yes, the NFL draft is also a time for teams to move players off their roster for picks. For example, 6 years ago, the Bills traded a first-round pick for wide receiver Stephon Diggs. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, gotcha, buddy.
All right, the Bills could use a playmaking wide receiver. They could use an experienced NFL corner.
All right.
They also, as we talked about yesterday at this time, have an unhappy running back in James Cook that has 1 year left on his deal and wants to be paid. Do the Bills go get somebody with NFL experience with a draft pick at some point this weekend? Do the Bills trade James Cook if they get blown away with a package of picks from another team this evening or this weekend? And Tommy, a player trade ensures they're getting a player that has a better chance to pan out for the team. However, it costs them more money, and in theory, you have that player for less time. So let me be clear.
This is not them making any
trade, because a trade for picks, that would not count here. Yeah. What I'm talking about is a trade for an actual
guy,
active NFL player, over under, one half a trade made for a player this weekend by the Bills.
I think Cook is done. Because it sounds like they don't want to pay him.
Okay.
And he doesn't want to be here.
He is under contract for 1 year.
I don't care. You can wipe yourself with that contract.
You look like his busted agent right now.
I would tell the kid to walk.
Yeah, that's why you're his busted agent.
Well, I should run because he's good at that.
But
no,
if he doesn't play, he doesn't get paid.
I understand that, but
Le'Veon Bell did this, and it blew up in his face a couple years.
But it sounds like the kid does not want to be there.
It sounds like
they've got to make a move. They got to start thinking about the future, like you said.
Are you predicting the Bills this weekend are going to trade James Cook?
Yes.
You're an idiot.
You're going to get rid of him.
Well, you're the dumbest person.
They're going to blow his ass out because they're too chintz to pay the kid.
You didn't have to say that. You could have just said over one half a player.
That's how I go, baby.
Okay.
I go big.
So to be
look at his tracksuit.
Shut.
Look at the stripes of these things.
It's the smallest tracksuit I've ever seen. So to be clear, you are over.
Bye-bye, Cooksy.
One half a trade made for a player by the Bills.
And I hope he lights it up.
Okay.
Because I think they're doing this kid wrong over a few million dollars when they throw millions all over the
place. It's a salary cap. It's not like they can just spend freely. It's not Major League Baseball.
They'd love to pay him
it's a salary cap. You sound like any time when you ask a boss for rent, I wish I could help you out here. You know, but
how do you not understand how this works?
I would love to pay everybody a good salary.
It's
you know, but I got a big stadium over here to pay over
it's
here.
It's not a complicated.
And I got yacht payments.
It is not a complicated. It's a hard cap. Okay. It's a special Tommy Tells It Like It Is draft edition. Hey, Kimmy, remember when I said you think it'd be fun to do a Tommy Tells It Like It Is for the draft?
Anymore.
No, I'm not having fun at all.
Why? What's wrong?
I
think the tracksuit gives him too much confidence for this.
You nailed it. You hit that.
He thinks he's like a boogie or something. Let me tell you how this really goes.
Now, he looks like every guy that was killed after the Lufthansa heist at Goodfellas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, we got three picks. So we got one more for you
today. All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah, what we got?
A Tommy Tells It Like It Is draft edition. Just to recap real quick, he is over one half a pick made by the Bills in the first round. He is over one half a trade made for a player.
Yes, player.
At some point this weekend for the Bills. Your third pick, over under.
Is this the last one?
Yes.
It would be a good one.
One half a quarterback taken by the Bills at some point in the draft.
What the hell do they need a quarterback? You just had player in a goddamn year.
Or also known as MVP?
Whatever, man.
Okay. On the roster right now.
Why would you go get a quarterback?
I'm about to explain.
That would be some fugly quarterback.
Do you not want the information? Because you can just make your pick right now.
Are they taking Johnny Fugly out of Texas Tech? I'm listening.
On the roster right now,
yeah.
The Bills have, obviously, Josh Allen. They have veterans Mitchell Trubisky, Shane Bouchel, and Mike White. But those last three could be cut easy. In fact,
interchangeable.
You got it.
They're bums.
If the Bills were to they're in the NFL.
They're high bum.
If the Bills were to cut Mitch Trubisky, they could save around $2 million against the cap.
All right.
That would be a big deal. I know that if, I'm knocking on wood, Josh goes down, the Bills season is shot. That being said, the reason the Bills have signed veteran quarterbacks ever since Josh has been in the league was for Josh to learn and have someone to ask questions to and bounce ideas off of.
He'd be like Josh's assistant.
But he don't need it anymore.
Bingo. He's the MVP. Yeah. There was nothing.
He's the guy.
You got it.
Can't talk to him.
If you draft a quarterback at some point this weekend, you have a cheaper option. You have someone that if they pan out, you could trade for higher draft capital. And it's been a while since they've done it. The last time the Bills took a quarterback in the draft, it was Jake Fromm, but that was COVID year. He didn't have time to pan out. They have had this idea before. It would save you money and give you a potential bargaining chip in a couple of years. Over, under, one half a quarterback taken by the Bills in the draft this weekend.
Bro, they got this bullpen of bums. They're not worried about some goddamn kid.
If you have a bullpen of bums, wouldn't you want to improve your bullpen?
I don't think you need it. I think Josh is the guy. He seems to be bulletproof.
He's
injury-proof.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
Nothing happens
to
this kid.
Shut up.
He's like a self-healing organism.
Shut up.
I don't think you need to look at a quarterback, some Tulane douche.
Why are you doing this?
Don't talk about J.P. Lossman that way. Look, man, there are going to be big-name quarterbacks that folks will recognize.
Well, they ain't getting no big name.
Late in the draft. Folks that were supposed to be great college quarterbacks that didn't pan out. Bills love to look for potential. I'm telling you, if you think, as you put it, they have a... I'm going to punch you.
Stella.
Leave my daughter out of this. Over, under, one half quarterback taken.
They ain't taking a goddamn quarterback, son.
All right. To recap again.
So, no. Whatever that pick is.
Shut up.
It's a zilcho.
Tommy is over one half a pick made by the Bills in the first round tonight. Tommy is over one half a trade made with a player by the Bills at some point this weekend during the draft. Tommy is under one half a quarterback taken by the Bills at some point in the draft this weekend. And as we do with all of our Tommy Tells It Like It Is, We will have the actual experts coming in just after 9 o'clock to recap Tommy's picks from the sports bar on 95.7 The Fan. Mike Danger will be in.
Yeah. Who else?
And from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy.
He will be in. The gentleman, I'm guessing we'll get a little bit more information, Kimmy.
We'll see.
Because I know that those guys have legitimate players they want the Bills to draft.
They've been paying attention to this longer than we have.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it, right?
Yeah.
I think we wrapped it all up.
You missed your mark there.
No, I'm changing it up.
I'm changing it up.
Because
I was talking to Ryan yesterday because you got to change it up a little bit. You got to not so fast, buddy. I say a celebrity's going to show up at your little draft party in Green Bay, and he's going to make a scene.
What kind of celebrity are we talking?
A big celebrity.
Tonight, you're saying?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Probably be some celebrities.
No, Bill Gray's.
There is a celebrity at Bill Gray's.
No, they decided to go with no names this week.
Wait, at least they went with someone whose mouth works. You bitch.
My mouth was working fine last night. Yeah, buddy.
I'm not asking a follow-up question.
Yeah. Oh, I was at Bill Gray's. I had some chicken wings. Very good.
Who's a big celebrity at the draft?
He's going to make a scene.
Okay, what do we got?
Aaron Rodgers is showing up at this draft.
No, he's not showing up at the draft.
That's his house. It's Green Bay. He's looking for work. He's going to show up tonight.
You think he's going to make a pick?
You think he'll be at the podium?
I just said he's going to show up. He's going to be on camera.
Oh,
maybe
like
not even invited.
Far.
He's going to make a scene.
He's not going to show up in Green Bay.
They may break out the tasers, but it could get ugly.
So your bonus pick.
Aaron Rodgers makes a scene tonight.
Makes a scene.
He embarrasses himself,
runs
his mouth. Yeah. You will be talking about Aaron Rodgers tomorrow morning after your little Green Bay party.
Okay.
You don't understand. This never happens at the NFL.
I don't know why he would go back to a place that...
Like a loose screw?
Okay. If he was retired officially, I would say... Possibly he'd be in Green Bay in some way.
See, that's how a normal person thinks.
But given the fact that right now he's causing all this drama with NFL teams, he's probably not going to be honored in any way in Green Bay currently.
Danger and Ryan, after 9 o'clock, to recap these brilliant picks you've made.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Here on a special Tommy Tells Like It Is draft edition on CMF.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.